riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you, you know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A saloon?
Sore Throats, Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday at midnight on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Andre!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
You said girl is so wild. You said girl is so wild.
good evening, and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Yes, I'm back after a few weeks away, and thanks to Gary and Heather for filling in the past couple of weeks. I'm sure they kept you well-stocked with music, and here I am. And we just heard Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with the title track of their new album, just came out on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, called I Learned the Hard Way. That was also the name of the title of the album, as well as the track that we heard. And Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings will be coming back to town in June 20th. In fact, they're launching their tour for this album the way they did for their last one, 100 Days, 100 Nights, by starting at the Apollo. In fact, I think they've already played the Apollo at this point. And they'll be winding the way across the continent, and we'll be out here in June. They were here last year for the Burnaby Blues Festival, and second only on the bill to Smokey Robinson. They did a great show over there. I went to check that out, and it was fantastic. And as was their previous show, in fact, for their last album, also at the Commodore, back in December of 07. So, look forward to seeing them again. This new album seems to be more in the area of ballads and smoother, slower numbers, although not entirely. So it sounds good, just judging by that track itself. I mean, that really kind of brings to mind, cusp of the 70s. I'm thinking probably Barbara Acklin. A few different people come to mind. That album is out. Hopefully the station will have a copy soon. I know we got the other album pretty shortly thereafter, and even before, I think we may have had a promotional copy. But that was a title track, I Learned the Hard Way, from I Learned the Hard Way, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, starting off tonight, when in fact we'll be doing the last, at least for a while, the story of Motown. And I say the last for a while because Hippo Select, that is Universal, owes us another couple of volumes of their complete Motown singles, because they are supposed to put out another couple of volumes. In fact, they were supposed to last year, but it's been delayed and delayed and delayed. And I just found out a few days ago from a posting that's probably a couple of months old that licensing issues have come up. Don't know what they could be, as they do own the rights to those songs, but I don't know, something's happening. But our assurances from Harry Weinberger, who is the head of the Motown division of Universal, that we will see volumes 12A and 12B sometime this year. I will keep you posted. In the meantime, tonight we're focusing on volumes 11A and 11B of 1971, because that's the year we're focusing on. The last time I was actually here in this seat, we started off that year, and so we're going to complete that year tonight. And the number here is 604-822-2487. If you want to call and request a Motown song from that year, chances are I have it. If I haven't already played it on the last episode, you can call and ask, and I'll let you know. So that's where we're going to go with that. Marvin Gaye with the second hit off of his What's Going On album. This is Mercy, Mercy Me.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be.
living underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Can't you stand that?
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
Yeah. Don't send him away.
Oh, no, no, don't you die.
Don't send him away.
If you do, I'll cry. Let's try it again. Let's try it again. One more time. One more time. Everything is gonna work out fine.
Man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
And you're listening to Shake Your Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and we've been listening to Motown 1971 tonight. We started with Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. The second hit off of the What's Going On album, abbreviated, because if you listen to the album version, there's more. But on the single version, it fades out. Rare Earth, I just want to celebrate probably their best-known song, I think, other than Get Ready, which, of course, was their cover of the Temp song. And Jackson 5, after that, the Jackson 5 with Maybe Tomorrow, and then the Temptations with It's Summer. Those off of the Complete Motown Singles, Volume 11A. And then from Volume 11B, we heard Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Take Me Girl, I'm Ready, and the Originals with Keep Me. What I notice is right around this time, just from the track listings in these box sets, is that they actually started to issue stereo promos as well, not just in mono, what they had been doing beforehand. This starts, I think, probably around 1970, but I've noticed in the track listings, it says that more frequently you get the A side, the B side, and then you get a stereo promo, which no doubt was the copy sent out to the radio stations. And so more and more, I think I'm going to just try to get to the stereo versions anyway. Not the originals track, though, Keep Me, which seems to be just regular old mono. Number here is 604-822-2487 if you want to call. Doing Story of Motown tonight, and then at some point in the future I will conclude this series, which has been running for probably a good 15 months now. There's just so much material, and really this is only scratching the surface. But covering the story of Motown, I started it last year because last year was Motown's 50th anniversary. And what Hippo Select, I guess I should give a little bit of background on who Hippo Select are. Motown was sold to MCA in the late 80s, I think probably 1988. MCA then became Universal. Universal hired two people who ran Rhino Records, those of you into reissues, particularly of a lot of Atlantic Records stuff, may be familiar with Rhino doing a lot of reissues and a lot of different types of music, soul among them. So they brought their expertise to Universal and they started a reissue label there called Hippo. So you see the connection, Hippo, Rhino. Rhino had a Rhino Handmade limited edition line. And so they did the same thing at Universal. They started Hippo Select. And Hippo Select basically made good use of the catalog that Universal had acquired over the years, and have ever since then been putting out anthologies and box sets and collections and series of all kinds of people. And so the project, the Complete Motown Singles project, started somewhere probably in the late 90s. Before that, the most complete box set of Motown material was two 4-CD box sets called Hitsville USA. And they were good. A lot of things were on CD for the first time, but there were also a lot of things that weren't on there. Meanwhile, Stax was being reissued in a series of box sets, so I think that provided some of the inspiration. So they went back into their vaults, got out their release logs for all of the singles from 1959 through 1972 inclusive. And the reason why is because, so obviously 1959 is when they were founded. 72 is when they packed up their head office and moved it to L.A., and the Detroit years came to an end. Some would argue the best years were over. Others will argue otherwise. But that's where they decided to cap it off. I'm not sure if they're going to go past 72 with anything else. There is some speculation on a few blogs about that, but I have a feeling once they finally do get 72 out, I think they're probably going to call it a day. So that's background to that. So most of the source music for all of this, these series I've been doing on Motown over the past little while have been coming from those sets. 604-822-2487. This is David and Jimmy Ruffin with Lo and Behold.
can see you now, baby. You were headed for the door. Yes, headed for the door. Saying, sorry, 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 David. I just don't love you anymore. But oh, baby, don't you know I'm no good without you?
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Thank you. make a dream come true. And can, whoa, can I be in love with you?
Here's why I need to know.
'Cause I
yeah.
stay just a little longer. I mean, you may not be able to keep him forever, but just a little longer, baby, till tomorrow. Maybe till tomorrow evening.
Waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in a dance. Between the parted pages and the breast, in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. I still see the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. And the birds like tender babies on your hand, and the old man playing checkers. is melting in the dark. All the sweet green ice is flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And Shake a Tail Feather with you for just under another half hour before Vampire's Ball starts. Which will take you until 4 in the morning for those of you on shift work, et cetera, et cetera. We just heard Popcorn Wiley, the late, great Popcorn Wiley, who passed away in the fall of 2008, had been with Motown in the very early days. In fact, he did a cover of Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want. Came back to the fold in 1971 and had that number we just heard, Funky Rubber Band, which sounds suspiciously like Dave and Ansel Collins' Double Barrel, the Jamaican kind of reggae soul hit from probably around the same time, actually. But anyway, perhaps YouTube them both and hear them side by side and see what you think. The Four Tops with MacArthur Park, Part 1. Valerie Simpson before that with Can It Wait Till Tomorrow. And Diana Ross with Surrender. And before that, Eddie Kendricks, his solo outing post-Temptations with Can I. Stevie Wonder with his hit If You Really Love Me. And David Ruffin before that with Come Right Back to Me. And David and his brother Jimmy Ruffin together on Lo and Behold. And yeah, so we're making our way through 1971. Story of Motown. Number here is 604-822-2487. And we'll just continue right along with the Eddie Kendrick left the Temptations. G.C. Cameron left the Spinners. I think the Spinners left him is more like it. They went on to record with Atlantic and have their biggest hits there, having them produced by Tom Bell in Philadelphia. This was G.C. Cameron with Act Like a Shotgun.
Wanna holler bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Bike the Blossoms with CITR and the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition on Saturday, April 17th. A scenic bike ride and cultural experience, Bike the Blossoms provides a perfect way to see the natural beauty of Vancouver's cherry blossoms. Take advantage of on-site bike mechanics, enjoy refreshments, live music, and CITR DJs at the Museum of Vancouver. Bike the Blossoms, Saturday, April 17th. Registration is $10 and $8 for CITR members and Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition members. Kids 16 and under ride free. Register online at greatrides.ca.
I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Show her that you
change. Oh, sundown comes round over and over again. Oh, in life, sometimes sunshine can be washed away by the rain.
Play to laughter, her love had been t-
The Temptations, Superstar, Remember How You Got Where You Are. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with When the Sundown Comes. And before that, Michael Jackson, his first solo, Got to Be There. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Bless You. The Supremes before that with Touch. Marvin Gaye with Inner City Blues. And G.C. Cameron with Act Like a Shotgun. I'm almost out of here. Pura and Guest are going to be here momentarily with Vampire's Ball. I'll be back next week at 10:30 with more Shake a Tail Feather, finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues, 10:30 to midnight, Fridays. On our way out, this is, and let me just cue this up, this is Thelma Houston. I'm not sure if this is her debut or not, but it's certainly an early one from her on Motown. This is a song called I Want to Go Back There Again. See you next week.
You don't treat me gentle like you used to do. Forgetting your baby is hard to do. It's hard to do. You guided me to the rainbow's end. You took me to a place that I'd never been. Then you turned away and you closed the door, leaving me alone like I was before. Memories that I can't erase as I sit and think of that special place. I wanna go back there again. I wanna go back there again. Now you say it's over, and I know it's true. But if it's really over, why did you, oh why did you, why'd you take my hand and lead me home? Why'd you make me feel that I was wrong? I thought that I could really play the game, but it's me that's left here with all the pain. Riding high like never before, you fill me up and then you slam the door. I wanna go back there again. I wanna go back there again. Oh,
now you left me in a world of my own, boy. You left me to face life alone. Everybody I meet, they explain to me that your love should mean a thing to me, but